الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved master, our beloved master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration with regards to the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if a person out of love and devotion he merely recites a single Durood Sharif in honor, reverence and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward for that a single Durood Sharif that you present in the court of Allah for the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he elaborated and he stated, Allah azza wa jalla will shower you with 10 blessings inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves present in the Masjid Sharif, in the house of Allah. This is the mercy and grace and favor of Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of infinite mercy of Allah, He has allowed us, we ourselves who are sinners, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us another opportunity. And as such, Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of His love, Allah has allowed us to come in the Masjid Sharif. It is for the love of Allah for us, because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us to draw closer to Him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to that moment, that a believer, he feels that he has to fulfill his obligation to Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for that, you don't miss the target. Because sometimes an act is done, but shaitan, he comes to spoil it. Sometimes also due to our own weaknesses, we lose focus and attention. And instead of making sure that deed is done to please Allah, to gain the love of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah and His reward, we end up doing for show, we end up doing merely as a ritual. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, be very careful. Don't do any action just merely for the sake of doing it. But what is of paramount importance is that make sure that action is done to gain the pleasure of Allah. It is done to gain the acceptance of the deed in the court of Allah. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Because Allah only accepts that deed, that action that is done out of taqwa, with the intention to gain the pleasure of Allah, to gain the acceptance of Allah, so that Allah can reward us. So let us make good intention. What should be our intention? Alhamdulillah, ثُمَّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Oh my Allah, how merciful you Allah. You showered upon your mercy and maghfirat. You allowed me to come in your house on this special day that you reserve only for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Labbaik ya Allah, here I am. I'm the ummah of your beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, accept me in your noble court. So let us make good intention that our very presence today on this auspicious day of Jum'ah, because we are not sure whether again the next Jummah will be alive. So let us make good intention that Allah accept our humble presence, that we only doing this action only solely to gain the pleasure of Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah, in our discourse, we're going to discuss about what are the basic weakness of men. In order for us to understand, where are we going wrong? Where do we go wrong? What happens to us, you find sometimes your iman, the elevation is there. Sometimes you find in your heart that you're booming with iman. You so desire to do good acts and good deeds. Sometimes you find that you cannot miss that moment to be in the Masjid Sharif. You cannot miss that moment to make that tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. You enjoy it. But there are certain moments as well when our iman decreases, when the level and the spirit of our iman is so down, such that you need a push in order to go to the masjid. You need somebody to tell you about to go to the masjid. You need a reminder in order to know of your obligations to Allah. So today we're going to discuss about our weakness. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has highlighted in the Holy Quran what are the weaknesses of men. So we'll come inshallah to discuss about this, as well as and understand how do we improve upon our weaknesses inshallah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has created men. He has created insan in a most complete state, and He equipped human beings with superior characteristics. Subhanallah. Now, His superiority, the superiority of this insan, of this human being, over other all creatures of Allah, is shown by our distinctive intellectual skills of thought and comprehension, and our readiness or readiness of insan to learn and develop cultures is honestly and, as we know, unquestionable. The skills, the level of intellect of human beings, as we see all the things around us that people have created. Now, have you ever thought, have you ever given it a thought, why is that despite all these developments which show the intellectual capacity of human beings, why all these superior features of men, despite all these superior intellectual features of insan, why is it that despite all this, Allah has given us such a fragile, weak body, which is always vulnerable? It is vulnerable to external and internal threats. Why is it we are exposed to attacks, even of small in nature, even of bacteria that we can see with our own eyes? They are so tiny and invisible, naked to the eye. Why does insan have to spend a certain part of each day keeping himself clean in order to avoid the attack of these bacteria, yet insan has got such superior features of intellectual property? Why does insan's body need care? And why does he age in the course of time? This, when we focus at insan himself, being the ashraful makhluqat, the most superior in terms of all the creation of Allah. So, when we look at this natural phenomenon of insan, we find there are weaknesses also within this person, with this human being. So men's infinite needs are created on purpose. You are strong in terms of our intellectual capacity, in terms of how we can develop things, how we can structure things, how we can move forward, how we can design certain things that other creatures cannot. But at the same time, Allah also has given us weaknesses. So to make him understand that despite being the top of creation of Allah, being on top of the food chain, you are a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. You still are a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, whom Allah has sent you in this dunya. He has given you the authority to take control of this world. He has given you the intellectual capacities to harness what is around you. He has given you the power to build all such lofty structures. But remember, you are the servant of Allah. So Allah has placed us in this temporary world for what reason? So inshallah, we will try to highlight some of the weaknesses that insan has. in order for us to understand that it is through that acceptance of that weaknesses that we have, despite that high levels of being intellectual creature that is above all the creation of Allah, that we can raise to such lofty heights. We need to understand our weakness in order for us to understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us these weaknesses in order to understand that we are a servant of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He tells us in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nisa, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. The Holy Quran tells us, man is created weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So that weakness becomes obvious as soon as he is born. Look at a human being when he's born. Babies of other creation of Allah, the moment they are born, they are able to adapt to their environment the very same moment, just few moments after being given birth to. But if you look at insan, the babies of human beings can hardly stand on their own feet. Yet insan is above all the creation of Allah. He has to wait until 2 years. He learns the hazards and benefits only that are due to him in almost 50 to 20 years later. He is to learn about life his whole life long in this world. He has to learn about importance of life. Moreover, man is very sensitive. He can stand neither extreme heat nor extreme cold. Right now we're complaining it's too hot. When it is too cold, we complain it's too cold. So he cannot cope either with hunger also, nor can he cope with thirst. So even like we mentioned earlier on, even smallest thing like bacteria, which we cannot see with our own eyes, with our own naked eyes, can cause harm to the body of insan. So while thinking about past mistakes, if insan starts thinking about his problems that has happened in his life, he becomes mournful, he starts to regret. And thinking about the future makes him worried as well. When we start to think about what's going to happen to us, what's going to happen the next day, how am I going to manage my life, how am I going to take care of my family, also that still it worries us. When he thinks about his past, it makes him mournful. When he thinks about his future, he is worried about future. His wishes are endless. So we also have human weakness. Those weakness are some of our habits and characteristics. So first weakness which Allah Azza wa Jal has created, which is inherent in this insan, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clearly and categorically stated, Al-insanu murakkabun min al-khata'i wa al-nisyan. This human being, he is created with two fundamental faults. What are those? One is forgetfulness. Another one, he easily commits errors. He easily makes mistakes. So man has a tendency to forget. Every man has examples of forgetfulness in his life. Now the worst form of forgetfulness, what is the worst form? Is that man forgetting himself and recalling why he was created. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha inna allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who believe, listen very carefully. Be mindful of Allah and let every soul look to what deeds it has sent forth for tomorrow. Wattaqullah, fear Allah. Waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad, and fear Allah, for certainly Allah is well aware of what you do. Now Allah further, He brings us that please don't forget yourself, the very reason why Allah has created you. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And do not be like those who forgot Allah. So he made them forget themselves. It is they who are truly rebellious. So however, quite a lot of people still forget, the Holy Quran states it as follows. And when an affliction touches man, he calls on us. You know, when you are in trouble, you call into Allah. You come now, begin to realize and to go in the masjid. So Allah tells us, and when an affliction touches man, he calls on us, whether lying on his side or sitting or standing. But when we remove his problem, his affliction from him, he passes on as though he had never called on us on account of his affliction that touched him. Now he got what he wanted. He was crying in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, I need this. Ya Allah, I'm short of this. Oh Allah, help me. Now when Allah relieves him, when Allah removes his problem, now he forgets Allah as if he never came to Allah to cry and beg in the court of Allah. Now the second weakness of man is greed and meanness. One of our humane weakness is our fondness of which all of us is, we are common with, which is money and property. The Holy Quran says as follows, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. Of a hasty temperament, being greatly grieved when evil afflicts him, and niggardly when good befalls him, is that man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this, he said, if man had a valley full of gold, if Allah had to give each one of us a valley full of gold, still we will not be satisfied with a valley of gold or a mountain of gold. Still you will want another one. This is a weakness of insan. So the hadith calls our attention to that humane weakness within insan. It is possible that the same weakness you find in a baby too. Have you noticed if you have a baby or the two babies, the one first baby, what it has, it wants to grab from the one that the other one has, thinking that he must have both. So you can see from the very moment that insan is born with this weakness. Now the other one, which is hastiness, being in a hurry to do things. Man is a hasty being. He wants to attain his goal in a minute. As we know, with advancement of technology today, everything is by a touch of a button. So we expect everything to be instant. So many a times we find a person is reminded, perhaps is given an advice. Whatever your problem is, brother, go in the court of Allah. Go and beg in the court of Allah. Put your trust in Allah. But a person will come back and say, oh, I've been making so many of du'as. I have made so many wazifas, no result. I've been doing what you have asked me, but I don't see anything. I'm reading my daily namaz as if your namaz is meant for you, that you must get back in return while you're reading namaz. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he tells us another nature, weakness of man is his hastiness. He wants things instantly. Now the other fourth one, which is the weakness of man, is that man loves to be praised. For every action he does, he wants people to praise him. He wants people to make, you know, all the time that they must make a song of praises about him. So almost everyone, each and every human being likes to be praised. However, when a person is only after that people must praise him, or he must gain recognition in the community or in the society, then he cuts off the deeds that Allah Azza wa Jalla is supposed to give him. For example, if a person has got a sweet voice, he begins now to praise himself and he likes the encouragement he gets from the people, and now he starts to think too highly of himself, forgetting that this gift is from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights many, many weaknesses of insan in the Holy Quran. One of it is Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم. That think not those that or those who exult in what they have brought about and love to be praised for what they have not done, think that they can escape the penalty. For them is a penalty grievous indeed in pain. So this is one of the weakness of men. Now the fifth one, inshallah, I hope I can quickly get to the last one. It's only 6 points I'm highlighting. The other one, which is the biggest one, is negligence. Man has a tendency of avoiding service that he has been given. Even in work environment, we would like to work, but the moment a person gets to work, he becomes lazy. He doesn't have that vigor and that enthusiasm that he had when he started work. Now, because now he's comfortable, he just only wants to get the reward. This is natural weakness of men. So when there's a piece of work to be done, no one seems to be around. You notice when there is hard work, how many people are ready to do the hard work. However, everybody wants to have a share of the payment. People like to get work, but the moment they're given employment, they do very little work, but they look for getting the payment and to get the salary in the end. So Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights the weakness of men. Now the last one in which I'll conclude is that men always find excuses. People who achieve nothing in positive fields concern themselves with some excuses. They do not want to see their own deficiencies. For example, a person, actually I think in today's time this is relevant to our cause and to our time at the moment, that many of us have got all different skills. But if you look in terms of propagation of deen, people only think a Maulvi or Muballigh, they are the ones who are supposed to do the job of propagation. Where is it said that? Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly and categorically states in the Holy Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations. Allah didn't say only Imam, only Muballigh, or only a Shaykh. But Allah says, كُنْتُمْ, all of you, you become the best of nations when what? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, you come out to people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you go there to enjoin what is good, what is right. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you forbid what is evil. So each and every one of us is responsible for the propagation of deen. The Sahaba, they were not to be specialized in any field, that only those that ulama or those that were only focusing on deen were the ones who propagate the deen. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we ourselves right now in the southern shores of Africa, we seated here. We have Iman, Alhamdulillah. It is because of the sacrifice of the Sahaba that they did, that they took out to go all the four corners of the globe. Today we have Islam. So inshallah, if we try to understand the weaknesses that we have highlighted, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless us and Allah will change our condition. And when we realize what is our mission in life, being a businessman doesn't stop you to propagate the deen. Being a businessman does not prevent you to ensure that you do service to the deen. Like we give 24 hours to our business, we can take a portion of only that to give to the service of deen, and inshallah you'll find that we ourselves, we are fulfilling the mission why Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent us in this dunya. We make a humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah Azza wa Jalla accept first and foremost our very presence in the Masjid Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us of our shortcomings. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us of our major and minor sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to make us to people that will realize why Allah has created us and realize that we have weakness, and through this weakness we are servants of Allah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
For you,